In June 2009, Iranians went to the polls to vote on their next president. The incumbent, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, was announced as the overwhelming winner. But many Iranians refused to believe it and took to the streets in protest. Authorities responded with violence. And to much of the world, Iran's presidential election became represented by the image of the shooting death of a young woman, Leda Aga Sultan, recorded on a shaky camera phone. It is now 1 year later. The protests have largely ended. The question today is whether that Green Movement opposition in Iran still has strength. Abbas Malani is an analyst at the Hoover Institution.
I certainly know of no time in Iranian history where the democratic discourse and the social basis of democracy have been as strong.
Another analyst, Karim Sajapur, at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, says the state's repression makes mobilization and action difficult.
They're operating under incredibly difficult circumstances right now, under virtual house arrest. All of their communication is being monitored. Mousavi's nephew was brutally murdered. Karabi's son was savagely beaten. And I think under those circumstances, it's going to be very difficult for them to organize a strategy moving forward.
While this past year has been a challenge for the opposition Green Movement, senior scholar Gary Sick of Columbia University says that in the aftermath of the election, the Iranian government also faces a huge challenge. He says it has lost its control of the streets.
The old days being in Khomeini's day and shortly after the revolution, the regime trusted the street. They're the ones that put on demonstrations. They're the ones who got people out. They're the ones that had millions of people marching in the street. Today, they don't dare.
Analyst Ali Alfaney at the Conservative American Enterprise Institute says there has been another development over the past year. The opposition has split into two differing factions.
The leadership of the Green Movement, with gentlemen such as former President Mr. Mohammad Khatami, former chairman of the parliament Mr. Mehdi Karoubi, and former Prime Minister Mir Hossein Mousavi, these three gentlemen still believe that the Islamic Republic can be reformed within the framework of the Constitution. The rank and file members of the Green Movement, they have reached the unfortunate conclusion that now that the regime cannot be reformed in a peaceful way, we have to pursue other means, and we have to revolutionize a system and overthrow a system that we cannot reform.
Historically, analysts say, government efforts to suppress protest and reform have only fueled and spread the fires of change. That appears to be the situation in Iran as well, says Anthony Cordesman at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. But, he says, there should be caution regarding outside efforts to push that forward.
There is the danger that the more this power structure basically tries to enforce broader control, becomes more abusive, more selective, and more corrupt, it creates the opposition that will eventually destroy it. The danger, I think, lies in the fact that this is not fragile. It's not something the Green Movement can easily deal with. And there is a serious problem, when you use the phrase regime change, that you might encourage people to demonstrate or to act in ways where we could do absolutely nothing to protect or encourage them.
Cordesman points out that Iran's constitution, if followed properly, provides a means of change and reform, if indeed parties are willing to work within its structure. Jeffrey Young, BOA News.